the same old mantra all the time. You never look past the next game, you know, and that's Sunday. No point looking at anything else other than next Sunday. We're playing a team next Sunday that we know very little about, except the fact that they have some great pedigree. So that's as far as we're looking at this present minute.
Yeah. Having said that, you have to refocus, though, haven't you? Because, you know, in normal circumstances, once you win Ulster, you're finished, you know, or for the season, really, or maybe even in years gone by, win Donegal, you're finished.
Well, I suppose a team that might be involved in Ulster competition year in, year out might be able to say that, so it's all new to us regardless, you know. We have had 3 weeks, and while it didn't seem too bad at the time, now that the 3 weeks are almost up, you know, we're glad we're there, you know, we've been... Kind of, you'd be waiting. It's normally been 2 weeks, and sometimes we only had a week between games, so we've had a long wait. And, you know, lads, everybody's getting tired, as well, to be told.
Yeah, a little unlucky maybe in that you've been drawn in the quarter final. You could have gone straight through to a semi final, too, and maybe not playing until the end of January, February.
Yeah, that probably could have happened. I don't know how it operates. That's Ulster twice, 2 years in a row now, where they've been playing. And the quarterfinals, I don't know what the setup is. Is it that it's a home and away and then it moves on to another province? I really don't know.
Tell me anyway, how has the last Cup 3 weeks gone? Obviously celebrated in great style the Ulster win, because that was an almighty achievement.
Yeah, no, we did it Gidor style, maybe in a little quieter away, but we did it pretty much Gidor style. We celebrated for a good week and visited all the local schools and give everybody their chance to have their say, and yeah, we had a great time, I must say, after winning Ulster. As we said before, Donegal had to be done, and Ulster was probably some new territory for us, so that was a chance for us to lay down a bit of a marker. You know, people start to take you a bit more seriously when you get something like an Ulster competition won.
And then, in the last couple of weeks, got back to training?
Oh yeah, we've been training away, in fairness, you know. We didn't do too much the first week, but after that, we trained pretty hard last week, and again, I suppose, like every week, into preparation for the game, we've slowed it down a little bit and taken it a bit easier. And really, it's just about getting ourselves to Sunday, you know, ready to play.
I know Shane Gallagher suffered a jaw injury in the final against Limavady. And I know from speaking to him earlier in the week, he's out. But everybody else are fit and well.
Well, Oran Doherty's carrying a bit of an injury too, and so is Jared. Jared Mullock's carrying a bit of an injury. He's been probably carrying it all year. And there are knocks, you know, as I've said, we're not the youngest team in Ireland, so when we get a knock, it takes us a little while to recover. So, but listen, there's nothing that players aren't willing to play through at this stage, considering the stakes that are involved, you know.
Yeah, and as you said, the stakes are pretty high as well, and you have home advantage as well. You're in O'Donnell Park.
Yeah, you know, that's surely not going to do us any harm. That surely has to be better than what Newton had to deal with last year, heading over to Edinburgh and getting caught up in a car accident or whatever else. So a home advantage is bound to help. It's got to be better for us than it is for them, you think.
I know as well, when I was speaking to you earlier in the week, that you were having difficulty getting information on Dunedin Connolly's, your opponents, on Sunday. Have you got any gin on them since?
No, to be honest with you, that really didn't change. And the other thing that is, while you do get the odd bits of information from here and there, you don't get any visual evidence of any description. You don't get to see anything of them. And then every man you're talking to seems to almost contradict what the last man told you. So it really is a kind of a shot in the dark sort of thing. And we're very weary of it, to be truthful.
Yeah. This is their third All-Ireland quarter-final. They beat the Leinster champions 2 years ago, lost narrowly to Niamh Columbkill last year.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, you know. So, you know, they have pedigree, you know, they have experience. You'll be talking to Gidor playing against the likes of Corifan, but Corifan's experience alone will put them, you know, on the front foot. And you'd have to imagine Dunedin's experience counts for a lot next Sunday as well. Something that we can't brag about, having All-Ireland for the final experience. We certainly don't have that.
Mm. Nevertheless, you've come through Ulster, an impressive campaign, you know. Big test against Limavady in the final. Big test in the semi-final against Emmy Vale from Monaghan. Many people were tipping them, including yourself, to win Ulster.
Yeah.
So the expectation would be that you're going to be too good for them.
Well, you can say that, Tom, but I certainly won't be disrespecting or taking any team lightly until, you know, definitely wouldn't be even considering anything else other than Dunedin next Sunday. I'm not counting anything other than that, you know. Very, very dangerous territory for a manager and a team to step into. And I'm sure Dunedin would love to hear us thinking that we have it handy against them. We're not expecting that. You know, the information we know about them, they have five ex-county men. We don't have that. We can't bum that. We have Stephen McMenamin. He's the only county man we have. So we don't have that level of pedigree, you know.
This time of year, you know, as you said, the season has dragged on. Would there be a fear that maybe tiredness could set in?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Everybody's very tired. We're all tired training. We're all tired meeting. We're all tired analysing teams. There's no doubt about it. Everybody is quite jaded at this point.
Nevertheless, you're up for the challenge.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's, you know, everybody understands that you're an All-Ireland quarter-final. Like we've discussed it on a regular occasion before. The high league deal is you never get back here again. Ireland's full of clubs and junior clubs, intermediate clubs and senior clubs, and many teams ever get the chance to revisit these positions ever again, you know. Like you don't get your Slough Neils or your Cora Finns very often. They don't come around too often. So, and especially with the junior football, like once you've won it this year, you move on for next year. So there's no chance of being back there again. So our next chance has to be at intermediate, and that'll not be easy.